In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Heard a wise person say, walking alone is not a sign of weakness, but a testament of your strength. See, walking alone allows you to discover the beauty that only exists in silence. The beauty that only exists in your mind. It allows you to gather your thoughts. It allows you to put together a plan. It allows you time to process each and every thought, to put yourself in a position to execute your plan. So never be afraid to be the lone wolf. Never be afraid to take ownership of each and every decision that you make. Be it bad, be it good. The good ones keep adding to them. The bad ones revise, strategize, and start to plan all over again. You know the motto. You know the mantra. You gotta mess it up in order to get it right. So sometimes you have to walk on that lonely road. I won't even say it's a lonely road. Actually, it's a road to mental freedom. It's a road to inner peace. It's a road to excellence. It's a road to you building exactly what you want to build. It's a road to you feeling exactly how you want to feel. It's a road to you showing the entire world the greatness of you. Sometimes you gotta do it all by yourself. I know for me, I was actually in a partnership and I made the choice to turn myself into a lone wolf. And so I had to say bye-bye to my partner. Best decision I ever made in my life. And I sat down, took complete ownership of my thoughts, and I bet on myself. I need you to bet on yourself. Sometimes you have to go to room 101. And you know that's room 101, where it's just you, yourself, and you. And look in that mirror and ask yourself, what do I really want? Who do I really want to become? That's exactly what I did. I sat down and asked myself the tough questions. I need you to ask yourself the tough questions. What problem can I solve? What's my ideal audience? The what, the when, the where, the how. And that's exactly what I did. And I answered all those questions. And when I rolled out my new business model, it exploded. I saw the world seeing exactly my vision. And that's what I expect from you. When you become the lone wolf, when you make all the choices, when you fail, when you go back to the drawing board and make all the revisions and roll it back out, the world gets to see your vision. And that makes you feel like you're sitting on top of the world. It makes you feel like you're on cloud nine. Because you put yourself in a position to block out all the noise, to block out all the competition, and simply do you and make your idea work and put your dreams into the forefront. You chose to work. You got off of someday I'll and put yourself directly in this day I will. I know it wasn't easy. I understand. There were days you did not feel like doing, but you found the motivation within yourself. Things that you say you want to do, guess what? You will do them. And all excuses, guess what? You will remove them. because you understand it comes down to you, yourself, and you doing what you said you would do. Not just talking a good game, but being about playing actually in the game and actually winning the game and actually thriving in the game. You can't worry about recognition. You can't worry about what they're doing. Yeah, your friends are gonna call you and ask if you can come hang out. And you're gonna be like, nope, not right now. Not this week, not next month, not 2 months from now. I am busy. Right now I'm in the lab. Right now I'm figuring out my plan. Right now I'm thinking of a master plan. And wait till I roll it out to the world. Execute. Execute. Execute at a high level. And it's all you, because this dream came out of your brain. This plan came out of your mind. Because you knew nobody was coming to save you. You had to save yourself. You had to be the superhero of your own movie. So that's when you made the choice. You made the decision to set your butt down, get the pen to the paper, take a moment, and come up with your plan. Come up with your strategy and put it into motion. You knew it wasn't gonna be easy. You knew everything that you wrote down on that piece of paper wasn't gonna work. But you expected it. You lived for it. You couldn't wait for the first sign of adversity, because you knew when that adversity hit, you were in the game. You were really moving. When you start getting a little bit uncomfortable, you knew it was on. You knew it was go time. You knew it was grow time. So you never ducked the drama. You never ran from the setbacks. You never tried to escape the failures. You dealt with them direct. You dealt with them head on. You felt them. You turned that pain into passion. And then you took massive action and sat down and took a second to think it through and learn from the mistakes and grew from the breaks, because you knew that those breakdowns would lead to the breakthroughs. And those breakthroughs are what are shaping and developing the greatness of you right now. It's your time. The lone wolf. It's you. You have absolutely no problem with taking responsibility for each and every one of your choices, for each and every one of your actions. Because the choices and those actions lead you to massive satisfaction. And even in the face of dissatisfaction, you never run, because you've become one with your thoughts. You've become one with your dreams. You've become one with the thought process that you set out that's gonna eventually lead you to victory. Oh, they left you for dead. They threw you to the wolves. But from those wolves, you emerged a lone wolf, and you never ran. You were okay secluded. You were okay operating in silence, because you realized when you just shut up and work, your mind works. When you just shut up and do, you give yourself a chance to discover the best version of you. And that's what you keep doing. You keep discovering the best version of yourself. And you made a choice a long time ago. Until your last breath, you were gonna give everything. You were gonna give your all. You were gonna live life to the max. Because that was the only way you could see yourself achieving at the highest level. By giving everything, even when it hurts, even when you don't feel like it, even when you have no more to give, you find another breath. You dig a little bit deeper than most. You give way more than average. I love what the late, great Muhammad Ali said. A reporter asked him how many sit-ups he does. He said, I don't even count the sit-ups until it starts hurting. Because those are the only one that counts. So I don't know. And that's the exact mantra that you live by. You know it hurts, but it works. And that's so true. So keep doing what you do. The lone wolf. Walk your own path. Blaze your own trail. Because in the end, it's you versus you. And you are all you got. If others want to follow your lead, so be it. But make them follow your lead. Make them come up to your level. You set the trend. You blaze the trail. You do what you need to do to get where you're trying to go. But do not be afraid to do it by yourself. It's okay to become one with you, because the one that lives in you is the one that's going to put you in a position to go where others never thought you could go, to be what others never thought you could be. But you believed in you. You still believe in you. So you do what you gotta do to go where you are trying to go. You are a lone wolf. So be proud of it.